views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Global Galactic Actions for a New Earth. I'm Cornelia Stephanie on Transformation Talk Radio. This show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. It's my passion guiding people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. And it brings me so much joy to offer inspiration for you on how to live in the new earth, how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, being the authority over yourself. I'm so excited for today's show. My very special guest, Sasha Fosa, is here. Welcome to the show, Sasha.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here. Hello, everyone.
Sasha is a sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, an advanced certified tantric educator, and holistic healer who helps individuals and couples get the best sex and love life they've always wanted. She has a master's in health, arts, and sciences, and over 20 certifications in healing arts therapies. She offers coaching, sex education, tantra, healing, body work from a place of academic, experiential, and embodied knowledge. It's such an awesome pleasure to have you on the show today, Sasha. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Cornelia. My pleasure.
You and I, we have done some incredible work together in the past, where I've coached and I've mentored you through some very challenging times in your life with your closest relationships. And I want to thank you for coming on the show today to share some of those vulnerable moments with us when you were releasing your deepest emotional suppression and releasing feelings of powerlessness and worthlessness and feeling victimized by what was happening in your relationships. This was a time, Sasha, when claiming your power was a full-time job. And actually, it still is for all of us. Claiming our power, standing in our power is still a full-time job when we've so freely given our power away in our past. So I want to open up the dialogue and the conversation about, tell us about your deep desire and what kind of a relationship that you've always wanted in your life, the deep desire to be in relationship, and tell us about the toxic heartbreak that had you on your knees more times than you can count.
Let's see where to start. Well, with the type of relationship that I am creating and seeking, you know, through your coaching has been evolving and changing as we evolve and change as individuals and collectively. And I would say that something that I've become very aware of is the importance of being accepted completely. And having you as a coach was so incredibly helpful when I was going through this very dark time of the soul and felt I had family betrayal, relationship betrayal, financial distress, was losing my home that was my vision home that I just wanted to live there forever. There was just stress everywhere in my life, and it was affecting my body, and it was on a daily basis. And it was a really tough place to be. And as a healer and someone who believes in law of attraction and has done so much work, it can be, or if you haven't, it can be challenging to accept where you're at and to be able to allow yourself to feel the depths of the pain and the embarrassment and whatever is coming up for you. I had deep shame of like, wait, I just created everything I wanted and now it's all going away somehow. And it all feels like it's crumbling just as it has at other times in my life with the same amount of trauma and drama impacting me. And so your coaching and just your very essence of allowing me to show up exactly of what was going on and embracing all aspects. A lot of healers and coaches that I've had in the past, there's judgment there sometimes about things. Mm. And there was just such a level of mining the gold in all of it and not doing any spiritual bypassing, you know, not glossing over anything. It was like your tools and your presence and the way that you coached me really helped me to, like, be seen and feel totally accepted and, like, there was nothing wrong with me, that this was all part of a larger process. And to see it as a collective process as well, as a personal process. So, you know, the framework of looking at the new earth and the transition of how that's not just happening for one, it's happening for all. In our experiences, they're vastly different. But you help so much with that particular framework and just with so many of your tools and really your presence. The ability to, and I loved your book. Your book had a huge impact on me. I can share more about that in a few minutes, too. But the book was a deep dive. I couldn't put it down when I read it. It really helped me with the deep level of betrayal that I had experienced. And, again, this ability to find the empowerment in any situation, but, you know, I didn't have to, like, I wasn't glossing over anything. I was really actually going into the depths of the feelings and all of the crap that was so intense to move it when it was ready to move, to, like, get there and accept it, and then to, like, allow for something to change and to use some tools and more awareness to shine the light where it needed to be shown in those dark places.
That's beautiful. Oh, wow, Sasha, yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's so,
thank you.
That's so very well said. And, you know, part of one of the gifts that I have is being able to see people's souls and seeing your soul and really standing next to a woman that is in her high esteem, in her greatness, because I see your soul, I see your divinity, and I also see the shadow. And so then holding the space for you or for anyone that is experiencing this dark night of the soul is the same thing that we have to do for ourselves, isn't it? It's that part when we have to be the witness to ourselves and love each and every part of ourselves back into wholeness that has never, ever seen the light of day.
Yes. Yes. And I really felt that. I felt that love, that really deep sense of you being in your truth and the essence of who you are and connecting to my soul and bringing the love and the acceptance that, you know, really I just remember, and I think a lot of listeners could look back in places in childhood, especially in your life, or even, you know, now, if you don't have it with humans, if you think about your favorite animal or pet and just the, or babies, the unconditional, non-judgmental, caring essence that they have of the way that they connect with you and accept all aspects. It's so rare in our human world, and yet it's the innermost gift that we all have and would truly be an enlightened world in a different place if we were willing to give it to ourselves first and then to others as well. And I think that's such a big part when you asked about what type of relationship I would want. It's to be seen like you were seeing me. It's that's the kind of people I want around me and who I want to hang out with and what I want to create in my life, right? Whether yes. it's a partner or friends or whatever else. I want them to love and accept me in a way that is all embracing of, yes, of course, we all have a shadow. And can you embrace my shadow as well as my divinity? And it's all wrapped into one package.
So we're going to go on a break and we'll be right back. And we're going to continue this amazing conversation about how we're claiming our true worth and how we're transcending the victim consciousness. Thank you so much for sharing, Sasha. We'll be right back.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, And I'm with my very special guest, Sasha, and we are talking about empowering feminine energy. We're talking about how to transcend victim consciousness, which is a core wound. And that is what we all are neutralizing now with all of the opportunities out there that are presenting themselves to us, where we can release anything within our being that makes us feel like we are victims. Because the truth is that we're not victims. And that's part of our evolution now, is to claim our full power. And one of the things, Sasha, before we went on break, is that you said, I wanted to touch on again, is that you said that what you appreciated is being able to dive fully in and to be seen at a time where you were just feeling really low. And so part of transcending victim consciousness, and this is an important piece, because when I was thinking about and preparing for the show today, I was thinking about how sometimes it's important to allow ourselves to dive really into being the victim, so that we allow ourselves to fully dive in and feel the victim energy. So rather than saying I'm not a victim and pushing through it, it depends on where you are and what's going on. And sometimes it's okay to just go in and really feel that victim energy and feel yourself being the victim. Feel what it feels like of you feeling powerless. Feels what it feels like of you being in a relationship where you are being verbally abused. Feel what it feels like to have all of this chaos come up for you in your environment, and you are releasing these old suppressed emotions. Wouldn't you agree that that was also helpful, giving yourself permission to dive into the victim? Sasha?
Absolutely, yes. And I love the way you embrace, you know, all feelings and the potency of anger and the exploration of these really intense emotions that often, not only do we not accept them in ourselves, but we don't accept them in others. And to me, to be alive is to feel everything and to allow yourself to feel everything. And that gives you more power.
Yes. Yes. And yeah. It's all the places, you know, where we've given our power away. It's just we're reclaiming it, you know, because any time that we point the finger at anything on the outside, when we're pointing the finger at them, we've already given our power away. And so part of transcending the victim consciousness is taking ownership for what's happening in our reality and using the chaos, using the ridiculousness, because you remember how ridiculous it was? Do you absolutely remember
yes.
how absolutely ridiculous and insane it had to get sometimes before we would actually could actually really get it? Do you remember me actually even using those words and saying, this has to get so ridiculous that this is what we're transcending for all of us, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so,
yes.
So today, I mean, when you're looking back at how painful that time was, because obviously that is not what's happening in your reality today. And today you have harmonized much more in your environment. You've claimed so much more of your power and your authority back in your own life. And like you said earlier, you are more in the relationship that you want to be in your life right now, the kind of partner that you want to be. And it's been all part, and it's been so worth it, claiming your true worth at a time when even your closest relationships weren't reflecting to you
what your true worth really was. Would you say that that has been the hardest challenge?
Yes, I would. That my, you know, I think it's been a real gift to knowing the experiences of your her story. I'd like to say her story instead of his story, with family and experiences too in that way. It's really, you know, it's not uncommon for most of us to have our closest relationships, family or intimate relationships, be the most challenging and heartbreaking. So when you are able to mine the gold from those experiences, as you've helped me to do, then the opportunity shifts because you've taken your power back, as you said. And something I wanted to add about that, that I really appreciated that you had pointed out to me, is yes, first you've given your power away in the first place, but because it's yours, you can never lose it. It's just you just reclaim it, right? You just reclaim it. And when you pointed that out to me, that really, and I just remember in the throes of some really deep, intense stuff happening around me, I was just using your power mantra that you had given me and calling it back and calling it back and calling it back.
That's and it wonderful. Was Yes. And why don't I share the power mantra with everyone now? So if you're listening to this and you're finding yourself in a situation where you want to claim your power, I mean, this, like I said earlier, reclaiming, like you so very well put, Sasha, reclaiming our power. This is something that it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job because when we look at our, the divine feminine today, being in a woman in the world today, and reclaiming our power, reclaiming our voice, there are so many areas that we are reclaiming our power back based on the suppressed feminine that has been suppressed for thousands and thousands of years. So there's so many areas. It's like you said, Sasha, it's within our family, it's within our spiritual foundation, it's within our money, it's within our home. There are so many areas, and you can use this mantra for whatever situation that you find yourself in. I call back all of my power, all that was taken from me, all that I gave away, all that I lost. I call it all back to me now, as it was, as it is, and as it shall be. And so make that your mantra and use it any time that you feel the victim energy within you wants to lie down and not take action. Instead, use this power mantra to reclaim the gifts of your divinity. Because transcending the victim consciousness will move you deeper into the truth of who you are. And that's part of taking ownership. It's part of creating your life on purpose. It's part of being self-actualized. It's part of living in your truth and living in your freedom. And so this is a very, very powerful mantra. And part of our everyday spiritual hygiene, I created a daily membership portal. And these are daily messages from Source, and they're here to help you raise your daily vibe. Part of releasing the negative emotions that we have suppressed in our bodies, old suppressed emotions out of our DNA, this is what we're doing every single day to clear ourselves. We must be willing to release all emotional charges, bringing ourselves back to neutral. And I created this daily creative light vibration. It's created to help people stay pure in thought, to raise your vibration, to release emotional density, and to assist you in coming back to your true organic nature, which is to live in harmony. And for each of us to enter any authentic experience, it's necessary to embrace our own personal experience as our teacher and not what the world tells us. Feel free to go to CorneliaStephanieVIP.com, and there are 7 daily messages that are posted there for you that you can see of what the membership portal is like, and see if this is something that you would like to subscribe to assist you in raising your daily vibe. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Sasha and Cornelia. Thank you.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to FullSpectrumFinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm speaking with my very special guest, Sasha, and we're talking about how we are being presented with extraordinary opportunities right now to claim our power in every area of our lives. We're releasing the consciousness and core wounds of being victims in our bodies and in our relationships. And part of what Sasha and I were talking about during the break is what we're all experiencing right now, and what you might be able to identify with, is that we have to choose on who belongs in our lives and who doesn't. And because there may be some situations where people are downright challenging, they're absolutely not honoring, they're absolutely disruptive and disrespectful, and we have to really choose to claim our self-respect, to claim our honor,
to claim what's important to us. Wouldn't you agree, Sasha?
Wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So part of what we are, what's being mirrored to us in our relationships is they're always offering us opportunities to release our triggers. What are your relationships mirroring to you? What are the events of the world mirroring to you? And Sasha, you mentioned my book earlier, and people can get a copy of my book, Peace, The Flip Side to Anger. I have in there also the 21-day peace practice, and there's just many wonderful practical tools in there that you can use to take yourself into a 21-day practice where you can release anything that's no longer serving you and move you into a greater experience of deep inner peace within your own being. What about the book was specific to you, Sasha, that you loved?
I loved the practicality of it, and I loved your personal sharing and really how you walked this path yourself and had seen many others as well. I felt it was very supportive on a daily basis, which was great. It was like feeding me, doing the practice daily. And it wasn't overcomplicated. It was really simple and like basic and felt great to do and really worked quickly. You know, mm-hmm. And so the practicality was huge. And, you know, I think with so much of when people have had a lot of trauma, and a lot of people have had a lot of trauma, it's traumatic to live on this planet at this time in many, many regards. And trauma begets trauma when we don't break the cycle. Like attracts like. And so we need practices, and we need daily tools, and we need an affirmation of a coach or a healer or someone in our outside world that can support the coach and healer that's inside of us that has been stuck in the place of being the victim or overpowered by that consciousness within.
Absolutely.
And to have the tools and the awareness and the unconditional presence to not judge and to, you know, to support the healing process.
Yes. Yeah. And now you're able to use all of the practical tools that you learned through your own inner healing and the tools that I've shared with you with your clients today. Isn't that right, Sasha?
Yes, absolutely. I include a lot of different tools and modalities from your work, and it's so empowering for the sexual healing and empowerment work that I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All about power.
It is. And how do people, if they want to start looking at your work, we're going to have you on again in a couple weeks, where we're going to go deeper into shame and sexuality and this whole sexual Hollywood undercover, all of everything that's being revealed right now, all this stuff that has been suppressed that's coming to the surface, which is probably one of the main reasons why you've done this work and because you're helping people with embracing their sexuality and how can people get a hold or take a look at the work that you do?
Excellent. My website is Sacred Temple Arts. So sacredtemplearts.com. So you Google either Sasha Fossa, sacredtemplearts.com. Either one should take you right to my page or my Facebook page. And I offer a free consultation you can sign up for through the website as well. And really, the sacred temple is your body. So it's using these practices and finding the means to have empowerment spiritually and embodied, which is such a wonderful balance of what Cornelia provides as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so, Sasha, what would you say, who are you today in the world as a woman in the world? Who are you today? Who are you showing to the world that you are as a woman?
Ooh, I love that. I love to say I'm a sex goddess, but really I'm a goddess, right? I teach sexuality, and so it's kind of fun, and people look at me like, what? You're a sex goddess? But yes, I am. I'm a sexpert, sex educator, you know, everything about sex, relationships, and intimacy. And I also look at sex very differently than just the act of sex. It's about receiving life. It's about connecting to your sexual energy foremost. It's about sacredness and spirituality. And what I talk about orgasms, but I also teach orgasmic living. So who I am in the world is a woman who's reclaimed her power, walked a really traumatic path, and I have the consciousness and the skills and the gift and the passion to help others, to guide them and to bring them to the place where they recognize everything they need to know is within. And I loved how you always told me that as well. But to have someone to help you to navigate the path is a wonderful thing, to call in a guide for yourself. And so as a coach, I needed a coach, and I think everyone can benefit from finding that special person that to work with that helps them the most.
That's beautiful, Sasha. Thank you so much for saying that. And if anybody wants to have a personal session with me, it would be like a soul reunion coming home. Any feelings of powerlessness, not sure of how to move forward, healing of the heart, releasing anger, relationship issues, karmic relationships. It doesn't matter what it is, because it's a soul reunion. It's basically wiping your slate clean, because I would be assisting you in claiming your spiritual power to never fall prey to victimhood again. And part of this whole piece of learning how to live in the new earth is being able to have that deep, deep cellular, emotional, mental, physical healing take place. That's part of the process of what's happening, and providing a non-judgmental space for people to have that experience is really, really important. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more conversation.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating, and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio.
follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking today about how to claim your spiritual power, transcending the victim consciousness, and reclaiming the gifts of your divinity. I'm with my special guest today, Sasha, and when we were in the break, Sasha was reminding me of a time when she was on the floor. So, Sasha, do you want to share with us what you were sharing with me on the break?
Sure, I'd be happy to. It's really important. So, I was having such massive chaos in the external environment that was very abusive, not just one person, but two that I lived with. And it was so intense because here I am, this relationship coach, and I felt like I had already done all this spiritual work, and how could I have attracted this again? I kept thinking, well, I should have changed this by now. How could this be possible that this is how these people are treating me? And I was really trying to evolve to this place of like making it shift on the outside, but realistically, the people that I was with and living with, my mother and this partner, are not the type of people that fit into my reality any longer, people I want to be around energetically and physically. They're not safe, and there's not the connection there to want to spend time with unkind and people that are really quite abusive in some ways. So I'm in this panicked place, and I have a session scheduled with Cornelia, and I don't want to get on the phone with her. I don't want to have a session with her because I'm so upset and embarrassed about it, to be quite frank, you know, embarrassed and feeling so traumatized that it's like I felt like nothing could help me. And showing up and just getting on the phone because she would always make me somehow, usually. And my higher self just must have been pulling me to get on that phone with her. And every time I did, it was like just her, the soul communion and the level of holding of the energy and allowing for all the story to come out, and yet for the story to become empowering in some way, to have a shift happen even within an hour in a session with her, where I would always feel like I was in the right place and nothing was wrong with me, and I had steps and tools to take to put into action immediately after our sessions. And it was just incredibly awakening, empowering, and soul enlivening. And it really helped me get through that experience.
And Sasha, this is so much what I appreciate about you,
because you have that humility about you, and at the same time, you also have that strength. At the same time, you're also using your own power. And so having that, which is also a very skill, it's a skill that you bring to your clients because you practice it yourself, and then you're able to provide that for other, for the people that you work with, and being able to receive help, because sometimes, like you said, we're all in a place where it's one thing to step into our power and to do the work, but then there's times when we really need the support of someone else, someone to be witness, someone to witness us. It's like you said, I would call you out. I would call you out. And that's one of the things, is because I know how powerful you are. I absolutely know. And I know how gifted you are. And I know the incredible work that you're doing. And I know how devoted to your divinity that you are, this amazing goddess. And so there was that little girl in you that needed to be held, that needed to be cradled, that needed to be loved. And at the same time, I had to call you into your truth. And so to be able to do both of those, and that's what I appreciate about you, of taking the call, because you could have completely pushed it aside, but you always did show up. And whatever was there, you worked with it. You worked with it and you transcended the energy. And now where you are today in your life, looking back, it's hard to believe where you were like a year ago, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like a decade's gone by in terms of just the amount of harmony and ease and empowerment and new level of joy and just a totally different being, you know, it feels like, and it with all the reclaiming and the releasing that I've done.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. On another show, I'm gonna talk about my relationship heartbreak. I also had a deep relationship heartbreak, and I realized when I was going through that karmic clearing that it wasn't necessarily the person that I was so deeply in love with. It was the idea of being in relationship, that I just wanted to be in relationship so bad, that was really my heartbreak when the relationship didn't work out. But I was the one that ended it. And that was, I think it was in 2013 when I ended that relationship. And I'm now in a relationship today. And I was writing this the other day. I posted this on Facebook, and it's just amazing being with an ideal partner, because the ideal partner always begins with yourself. Bringing your ideal partner to any relationship is the joy of deep intimacy. Being in a relationship with a partner who mirrors to you the love that you are. When I made room for my partner that I'm with today, I called him in and he showed up 2 days later. And I really feel that the reason why he showed up 2 days later is because I was in total alignment then. All the healing had taken place for me on all levels, time, space, and dimensions from all previous lifetimes. And I really made room for him, and I was ready to share my life with him and to really be intimate. I was ready to share myself. And so now, 14 months later, here we are. We're strong in love. And one of my commitments to myself and him is to always ask this question. Do I want to be here in this relationship? Is this relationship nourishing me? Am I being met here? And these are the questions that are always on the table every time. Every time I ask myself this question, and I continuously get a strong, resounding yes. Because we used to live and we used to wait for someone to grow into their potential. And I know that you all can relate to this, ladies, because we used to wait until we're with someone until they would grow into their potential. But what I'm saying is, don't wait. Be with someone who grows with you, who meets you, sharing your core values, that is about freedom and that is about love and that mirrors to you the love that you are. For me personally, I have no check marks on the no side. And the new conscious relationship is not based on control, but the pure freedom to be with each other because we freaking want to be. What do you say to that, sister goddess, Sasha?
That's beautiful. Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. As we evolve, having so much more choice and to realize that choice is empowerment. And, you know, that was something you really helped me with. And I just want to say to you that, you know, something that when you worked with me, the amount of balance that you have in your masculine and feminine side is so empowering to witness and to tap into. It's really where so many of us would like to be and have more of that. And I'm feeling that tremendously more in my life now. When we want to be with a partner, it's like the right partner that's going to show up, we're going to have to first do that inner work to have more balance, or we're going to be calling in more of a desperation and a need for something that never works out when we're coming from that place. And so you said it so beautifully, if you had done that work, and I just, in knowing you, have seen that, the beautiful masculine-feminine balance of your consciousness, your awareness of your soul, you know, then it was like, oh, and then you just got receptive and called him in, and there you go.
Thank you, Sasha. And you definitely were there, too, when I was going through my heartbreak. So you remember, I was deep, deep in it. And it was, and now I can't even recall anymore what that was like. But I want to leave, and thank you so much for saying everything that you said, because it means so much to be that you see the gifts, because we're talking about the gifts of our divinity, the gifts as healers that we all are, the strong, powerful sorcerers or sorcerers that we are in claiming our gifts. And that time is now. And I want to leave people with several things. So we have 3 minutes until the end of the show. So one is, I want to leave with this mantra: I drop the karma in this relationship or situation. I release from my being any karmic cords. I'm done with this karma now. I release this energy from any time, space, and dimension of past, present, and future. I bring all of my power into this now. I call back all of my power, all that was taken from me, all that I've given away, and all that I lost. I call it all back to me now, as it was, as it is, and as it shall be. And so, Sasha, reclaiming the gifts of our divinity right now, I want us to open this space for any woman or man that's coming in the future to listen to this dialogue, or anyone that's here with us present. And so I'm just going to start it out, and then you chime in. I'm a woman or a man of high esteem. I am worthy. I am deserving. Go ahead, Sasha. I'm claiming and reclaiming the gifts of my divinity.
I am in my body, completely aligned with the earth and with the universe.
I'm bringing life to earth. I'm bringing the divine feminine inspiration to fruition in the physical. I'm claiming my victory now.
I'm awakening more every day, and I judge myself less and less and less in each moment.
I'm claiming and reclaiming the gifts of my divinity. Unveil and reclaim the gifts that we all share.
I practice celebration.
Yes, and I champion humanity's sovereignty, the authority over one's own life as empowered creation. And so, Sasha, I want to thank you so much. Before we go, I want to tell people that are local here, I'm facilitating a retreat at the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's called Enrich Your Financial Life Now. We're
We're grounding in the codes for the new year, and 2018 we'll be building all relationships on our new foundation, and it's all about the money. Money is our freedom, and powerful activations and tools will be shared as we trailblaze our economy in 2018. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com and look under retreats, and you can sign up there. We still have spots available. And to get in contact with me, you can send me an email at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com, and I will be happy to get back to you. And so we're cheering you on, reclaiming the gifts of your divinity, transcending the victim consciousness, and we thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Sasha.
Thanks, Cornelia, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you. See you.
Many blessings to all.
Yes. Ciao. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.